How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, my name is Amy L. Adler, and I'm an executive resume writer with 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Have you ever been afraid that your job search could get you fired? Recently, I was speaking with a terrified job seeker. She wanted to leave her current role ethically with a new role in mind secured, but she's terrified that word might get out that she's looking, because in the past, a few of her coworkers were fired when the executive team learned they were on the market. Could you get fired for looking for a new executive job? Utah in particular, that's where I am, is an at-will employment state. In other words, according to the Labor Commission of the state of Utah, the employee can quit a job at any time, and an employer can terminate employment at any time without giving notice. There are a couple of exceptions to that, but essentially it means that you can be fired for any reason and you can leave your job for any reason. But do any of these exceptions cover, quote unquote, the employee is exploring other options outside the organization to further his or her career? The answer is murky. So let's look at it from the employee's position. Your possible position as a job seeker is that your company's not supporting you the way you need to be supported, so you might need to explore other options. Second, your career is important, so advancement outside your current company might be essential. And third, what you do on your own time outside of work hours is absolutely your own business. So as long as you're not looking for a job during work hours, that should be on you. Now let's look at it from the employer's position. Possible outcomes if your current employer finds out you're looking for a new position could be that the employer might begin planning for your departure in a structural change that might legally force you out of your current role. Your coworkers might no longer regard you as a team player. And your executive leader might choose to assign plum projects to other personnel in case you choose to leave your current role. So how do you get around this potential quagmire of conflict and engage in a job search in a way that makes sense to you and that doesn't jeopardize your role in a public way? You engage in a confidential job search. Your company culture, irrespective of your state's employment laws, might support an employee's termination if the employee is engaged in a public job search. So here's a few tips to keep your job search confidential. First of all, don't post your resume to job boards. That's actually a pretty terrible idea anyway, but that way your resume is not a publicly visible. Second, apply only for positions that you would accept if the job were offered to you. So don't just apply to hundreds and hundreds of roles, which again is a terrible idea. So be very specific and selective in your job search application process. Tell recruiters you are working with that your job search is highly confidential. If they are good recruiters, they will respect that. Of course, don't use your work email or your work computer for your job search under any circumstances. Get a Gmail and do your job search in your off hours. Turn off activity notifications on LinkedIn so that your contacts won't get emails when you update your profile. This is now the default setting on your profile, but it's worth checking it to make sure that you're not sending out notifications every time you change a misspelling or add something to your LinkedIn profile. And finally, don't mention that you are looking for a new role in your LinkedIn profile. Instead, make sure that it meets LinkedIn's guidelines for profile completeness, and you will be more findable. What I like to say is imagine that you were thinking about searching for somebody like yourself. What would you search for? Now put that into your profile. Make sure that you're taking advantage of how LinkedIn reports search engine results when somebody is doing a search for somebody like you, and make sure that you have all of those qualifications and expertise and accomplishments and so on, literally and technically in your profile, not figuratively. LinkedIn is not that good. So if you're a teacher, you have to put the word teacher, not education. If you're a CEO, you might want to put both CEO and chief executive officer to make sure that you're covering all your bases. And if you need help in figuring out what a confidential job search looks like, there are resources on my site. There's this podcast, and you are welcome to call me, Amy L. Adler, directly at 801-810-5627. I will keep our call confidential, and any interactions that we have from the point of our initial conversation through the end of your executive job search, I will also keep confidential. Thanks so much for listening.